Blog Talk Radio. right. Go get it. Go get it. Go get it. It's your time. It is your season. It's time to get that big breakthrough, that big blessing that you have been standing on, waiting on. It's your time. That was Mary with Go Get It. I love that single. I absolutely love that. It's like my motivational, inspirational, empowering CD. I normally have it playing in the morning when I get dressed and get ready to head out to work. But, you know, nothing is more inspirational than meeting with God first thing in the morning. I'm telling you, I am empowered and motivated every single morning. That morning prayer, you know me, every show that I do, every episode that I do, I always start off with prayer. I always start talking about prayer. Now, but before I get into that, again, that was Mary, Go Get It. Right before that, Kiera shared, I Want Back. How many of y'all want back what the enemy stole from you? Some stuff, you know, he ain't steal from us. We just put it in a box and wrapped it up with a nice big old red bow and said, here, you know, out of ignorance. But thank God that, you know, his word, you know, his word, studying his word and being filled with the Holy Spirit that brings about truth and brings about wisdom and brings about clarity and understanding. And now we have the truth. Oh, we want everything back. Even the stuff that I handed to you, didn't know no better. I want that back too. As the Bible says, if a thief be found, he's got to return it back 7 times. So, yeah, I want everything back. A to the man. And to start off today's show, it's Coco with I Get Joy. And the joy I'm talking about is not coming from just anybody. It's not coming from things. It's not coming from celebrities. It's not coming from another man. I'm talking about the one and only Jesus Christ. And if you're not filled with him today, if you don't have him as your personal savior, right now is the time. I tell people, look, I ain't got time to get you to church, but I do need time right now to take that time to get you saved and not just saved. But then we can pray so you can be led to a place of fellowship so you can get discipled. Hey, to the men. I am Miss Founder, your host for this evening. And today we're just doing a special 1 hour motivational empowerment moment. With a special dedication to all the mothers. I am a mom. I'm a single parent. Shouts out to all the single parents out there. You know, people don't like when people say a single parent because, you know, Jesus is with you. It's okay. We don't need to be all that deep. Look, when you roll over, with you got some people got a husband to roll over to and hug. Okay, those who are single parents, we don't have no husband or no wife to roll over and hug to. And if you are rolling over on somebody that's not your man, okay, you're still single, and then you shouldn't. Well, that's a whole other message. That's not what this show is about. That's a whole other episode. Miss Sounds is going to have to do separately. But I just want to continue to empower and encourage single parents. Shouts out to you. This is a beautiful, beautiful Mother's Day celebration. I feel like going on, and sometimes as parents, it can get tough for us. I ain't going to even lie. Especially those who, you know, moms, just moms in general, especially with the economy the way it is, and, you know, just everything, you know, with some people at a job, you don't know whether that's going to be your last day at your job. Some of us, you know, may have gotten laid off and haven't been able to find work. Some of you may have your own business, like myself, and getting things off the ground sometimes can be strenuous and stressful, and you wonder that, you know, I had to say to myself the other day, okay, if I don't have no control over this, and if I'm concerned about it and worried about it, then that means I've taken some things out of God's hands and put it in my own hands, and I need to put it back in his hands. And when I did that, oh boy, that's that song, I Get Joy. That joy just came right on in there, kicked in that peace. I was like, I don't have the strength, I don't have the stamina to take all that, I don't have that kind of power. Take all that on, that belongs to God. And so this is just a special tribute to moms. And even if you're not a natural parent, maybe you adopted some kids, maybe you're a foster parent, maybe you're a good auntie. You know, look, if you have something to do with raising children or keeping the family together, God bless you. I just wanted to encourage you today. Now back to prayer. We have prayer Monday through Friday, and I'm talking about new birth. Shout out to all my new birth sites. and all the connecting churches all over the world. We are an international prayer call, and we just celebrated a one-year anniversary. And I remember when my bishop, Bishop Eddie O'Loughlin, whom I just truly love and admire, and I am just so glad I am connected to him and his beautiful wife. Shout out to you, First Lady Elder Vanessa Long. Happy Mother's Day to you as well. I remember when we first started off last year, May 9, 2011, and it was only a couple hundred of us that would call in faithfully every morning, and I just see how God, when God has his hand on something. Now, I'm not talking to the naysayers. When God has his hand on something, I expect expansion, but I tell you, God has gone from 200, 400 people to over 4,000, 5,000 people almost on a daily basis, Monday through Friday. And I'm telling you, God has just blessed us tremendously. You know, my bishop, he starts it off almost every morning unless he's out of the country. He has made connections out over in Venezuela. We have people from Russia calling in. We have people from Australia. We have people across on the West Coast, California. Bishop Carl Smith has been on. We've had Pastor Paula White on. We've had Dr. Wanda Turner, we've had Bishop Neil Ellis on. I mean, and the line just continues to grow and grow and grow. And what I love about God, God has no restrictions on who. When he says, I'm bringing the fish in, if you lift me up, I'm going to show you, I'm going to bring it in. I mean, it's coming from everywhere, and we had to get two lines. We had to get two new lines. And so I'm about to give you the numbers right now. It's 559-726-1050. Or 530-881-1050. Again, 559-726-1050 or 530-881-1050. Again, that's Monday through Friday, 6:30 a.m. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports, please mail them, email them to morningprayer@newbirth.org. And I'm just so excited because not only did we just celebrate a one-year prayer, international prayer call anniversary, but tomorrow is my daddy, my Bishop Eddie O'Long's birthday, y'all. He's about 1 year away from the big 6-0, and you can't even tell. I'm telling you, every year he just keeps getting younger and younger. So happy birthday. Shouts out to you worldwide, Daddy, on Legacy Lever Empower Radio like no other. Thank you again, once again, Daddy, for your stand, your commitment to the kingdom, your commitment and love to God first, your just your unrelentless faith to continue to keep moving forward. Even you know what? Thank you for continuing to push forward. And I know you know you're a father to so many, and I just thank and praise God that you didn't throw in the towel, you didn't put down your cross, but you and First Lady kept moving forward in love and forgiveness, and God is just going to continue to bless you abundantly. Happy, happy, happy birthday to you, Dad. Much love from Miss Sandra. All right, so, you know, today's show is, again, dedicated to all mothers around the world, and I thank you so much for listening in today, and just remember, all of my shows are recorded, and they can be downloaded for free or shared on any of the social networks for free. And just remember, I know a lot of people are listening in, and I keep getting hits on Twitter or your inboxing messages on Facebook. And I just thank you so much for all of your support, all of your encouraging words. This radio show would not be anything without you. First and foremost, this is God's radio show. I totally moved by his spirit. And so whatever I talk about, normally from this, most things I'm going through myself or have gone through, and I'm just praying that, you know, when I give you motivational nuggets, it's not just something off the top of my head, but it is the Holy Spirit that inspires me to not only just to minister to you, but it also ministers to me to continue to seek him first and give you nothing but the best. And so I just thank and praise you, praise God for you, and take the time to go back and listen. I mean, I only do a show once a week, and I have almost, I'm getting ready to hit the 10,000 mark for archive listens. That means that people taking the time to go back and listen to the shows that have been recorded. That's people sharing the good word of this radio show across with others and just being great support. And so I can't do it without you. What I do need you to do is make sure you go on to blogtalkradio.com/legacy-lever and make sure you follow my show. I want to see your faces. I want to connect with you also on Blog Talk Radio. So many great things are coming up, and my prayer is to one day get some sponsors and investors and to really become a full-blown radio station that can launch not only through internet-based, but it'll also be booming through your stereo. Wouldn't that not be awesome? But again, what God has his hands on, he just definitely expanded. So I'm going to get into this one track, and then we're going to be right back with a motivational nugget for the hour, I feel like, going on. But let's get into a little bit of Lowell Pye. I want you to not give up. I want you to keep moving forward. I don't want you to throw in the towel, mothers. I know you are to be honored. You are to be exaggerated. You are to be praised. This is your weekend, but not just this weekend, but every day. You are the giver of life, and then God just wants you to know that he loves you, and some of you thought about aborting that baby, but thank God that you did not, and God has just truly and tremendously continues to have his hand on you and your child. Even when it doesn't seem like it, he is still right there with your child. He said he will never leave you nor forsake you. He is right there, and so we're going to get into this track, Keep Pressing by Mr. Lowell Pye, and I'll be right back after this.
Listen, I've been struggling for a long time, struggling and striving. Conquer the things in my life. I have to learn to lean and depend on God for everything in my life. That's why with all my mind I'm pressing, hey, reaching for my goal. Nothing can stop me. I'm gonna live for him. I'm gonna serve him. I must depend on him. I don't care what comes my way. I wanna see my Savior's face. So I'm gonna keep on pushing, striving until the end. I'm pressing. Good God Almighty, I'm getting ready to shout up in here. Woo!
All right, again, once again, that was Mr. Lowell Pye with I'm Pressing. And I'm talking a little bit today, and I just wanted to make sure that I keep the moms encouraged. And I want you to just continue to celebrate life, no matter the situation. I said this week on my Facebook page that, you know, no matter what the noise is that is around you, or the cacophony of noise, just different things of crazy noise around you, God does not want you to lose focus on your destination or what your goal is to be. And that is what the enemy would love to do. He wants to keep you distracted on things and keep you focused on what you're not supposed to be focused on. And by the time you focus on what you're supposed to be focused on, you have exasperated all of your energy, and you don't feel like praying, you don't feel like fasting, you don't feel like reading your Bible, you stop going to church, you just started going back to cussing or smoking, you feel like having a drink. I just want to be real with people today. And as a mom myself, there were times where I said, God, is it even worth it? I'm tired, Daddy. Can I say that? Because that's how I talk to my father. I say, Daddy, I'm tired. You know, sometimes you work all day, and then if you're dealing with men that don't pay child support or they're not there, you know, it's just crazy, or they don't want to claim the child, or you're going back and forth about crazy stuff. It's just, and you get frustrated, you get aggravated, you just get flustered, and sometimes you feel like you may want to throw in the towel. Ms. Sandra says, as a person who has walked those steps, as a person who's been through a divorce, a person who has to deal with different fathers of my children, I'm just going to be real with y'all, because, see, some of y'all are like, how you going to tell me? I know what it's like to whether pay the light bill or get diapers for the baby, to pay the car note or to make sure that the daycare is paid. Come on, somebody. I'm just being real. To pay a certain bill, or you have to go and get groceries because you're down to the last gallon of milk and you know the baby's needed. I'm talking about, okay, can I just talk real with you? And so sometimes situations in life can make us, you know, begin to, you know, doubt whether God is going to do what he said he's going to do. You know, especially as you continue to keep hearing it over and over and over again. And you've been, and it's not that you haven't been praying, it's not that you haven't been reading the word, but your question, or you're wondering, God, when is it my turn? God, when will you, I know you said you're going to do it, but God, when? How long? Why do I have to continue to keep going through this process? I feel like, you know, this thing is going to never end, but I just want to encourage you today that he will never put more on you than you can bear. And the thing about it is, you're saying, okay, I've heard that before, and still nothing has changed. But I want to encourage you today. That's why I said I feel like going on, and the Holy Spirit began to take me to 1 Samuel. And I'm not going to go through the whole context of the scripture, but I want you to get into 1 Samuel. And I'm just going to read the NIV, 1 Samuel, and the 10th verse. And they begin to talk about, well, actually, if I just want to, if you don't know anything about the story, it has to do with Elkanah, and it has to do with Hannah, and it has to do with Penina. Now, Elkanah was married to two wives, and one he loved very much, and he loved both of them, but one of them had his heart. So he loved both of them, but one of them really had his heart, and that was Hannah. Well, Hannah couldn't have any children. And if you understand, back in those days and back in the biblical times, it was a disgrace and shame for a woman to be barren. You got people today, they don't even want no kids. They ain't think about having any kids, and if they have a child, like my bishop would say, they have 1.2 kids. They don't want no more than just 1.5 child. So, you know, Hannah couldn't have any kids. But Penina, Elkanah loved Penina, but that wasn't who his heart was with. but he made sure that he provided for her. He made sure that her and the kids had. But everything that Elkanah did, his affection and his love was for Hannah. And Hannah couldn't have any children. And everything that he did for Hannah, he always did above and beyond. He gave her double portions. And so Penina knew this. And Penina knew that she could, you know, she had kids, and Hannah, they couldn't have any. So Penina would, you know, point that in front of her. And some of you right now, people are taunting their stuff in front of you. They like, uh-huh, mm-hmm. It ain't happened for you yet, but it sure happened for me. Mm-hmm. Oh, you said you're going to have this, and you said you're going to have this by that time. Mm-hmm. What happened? And so that's what Penina said. Oh, I can have this child. I've had this child. I got, yep, and he's feeding me and my kids. He take care of me and my kids. And Hannah's like, God, what's up? Can I be real? Can I talk to y'all real for just one? He's like, God, what's, Daddy, what's up? I'm doing everything you tell me to do. I love my husband, and I want to provide a child. Why am I barren? Why? And then she has to sit there and see Penina continue to taunt that in front of her face. And so Hannah became bitter. And some of us in our process, we've become bitter because we're sitting here, we're looking at our distractions. Can I get an amen on that? We're looking at our distractions, and we're allowing our distractions to become louder than our purpose. Can I have some help? We're allowing our distractions to become louder than our purpose. And Hannah lost sight of what her purpose was, and her purpose was to worship God first. And so Hannah, in the midst of her process, became bitter. Hannah became upset with God because she's like, wait a minute, you know, yes, I know my husband loves me. He takes very good care of me. He makes sure I have above and beyond, but I cannot provide a child for him. And she began to weep bitterly. And so what I want to say to you now, and I don't want to read the 10th verse, in bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. Again, this is 1 Samuel, the first chapter. I'm reading the 10th verse out of the NIV. In bitterness of soul, Hannah wept much and prayed to the Lord. And I just want to stop there for a moment because some of us as ladies, sometimes we trying to look all cute and come before the Lord. We want to try and hide or mask how we feel. We believe there should be a certain way that we should come. Let me tell you something. God is like, look, bring it all to me. Hannah had got fed up with her situation that she was in. It had made her bitter. It had made her distressed. She's like, wait a minute, God. I'm a good woman, and I know I'm a good wife. Why can't I have children? I just want to bear a seed. And she became an issue. But the thing about it is, she went before the Lord and she wept bitterly. What am I saying? Miss Sandra is saying, stop trying to mask your feelings when it comes to dealing with God. Come before God just as you are. If you're tired, if you're sore, if you're distressed, if you're mentally about to have a mental breakdown, if you're bitter, if you're angry, bring it to God. Never mind what everybody else is saying, how you go. Come to him just as you are. And that's what Hannah did. She wept bitter. Let me read that one more time. Let me do the Amplified if you want the Amplified. And Hannah was in distress of soul, praying to the Lord and weeping bitterly. It didn't say she was just crying. She was bitter. She was angry. She was upset. She was distressed in her mind and in her spirit. She was tired. How many of you have held things in for so long? You have poured out to everybody else, and you have never created a room, a place where it's just you and God together. No matter what situation you're in, no matter how you feel, Hannah did not change how she felt. And that's what Miss Sandra is saying to you today as mothers. Sometimes it gets tough on us. Sometimes we might want to throw in the towel. Sometimes we just want to send our kids off and just send them somewhere, and we don't You know, sometimes we just want to drive off sometimes and that maybe not come back for a long time. But we come back anyway because it is part of us. But it's like, God, I need you to change this situation. God, I need you to touch this situation. And then we don't think we can come and look. Come to God just as you are. That's what he wants. I want you to be honest with God. Wherever you at, however you feel, you may have some unforgiveness towards somebody. You may have some bitterness. Somebody may have hurt you. Somebody may have raped you. I don't know what's going on. It could be you're not going through any of that. But you have an issue with just being real before God. God wants you to be real. Hannah was real. And then after she wept bitterly, she began to worship. It's amazing the situations God will use to get us into worship. It did not say Hannah wept bitterly, and then she got up, went away, got herself fixed up, and then she came back to worship. She wept bitterly before the Lord, and then she ended up going into worship. You want to know how she ended up going into worship? Because her focus changed. Her mindset changed. What she was crying and aggravated and angry about began to go into worship. How can you say this, Miss Sandra? How can you say this, Miss Sandra? Because she said, God, if you give me a son, I'll vow to give him back to you. In other words, right there in the midst of how she was feeling, she didn't change how she was feeling. She wept bitterly. Her bitterness ended up giving, because she was honest before God, God could work with her right where she was. And that's what Ms. Andrea's saying. Let God work with you right where you are. Stop trying to get yourself together. You might, I don't know what's going on. I don't know the things that you have to face. You know, so you might be dealing with children that have autism. You might be dealing with children that, you know, may have an attention deficit matter. You may have children that just, you know, they dropped out of school, they just won't do right. You may have children that they have a problem with lying. You may have children that they're great kids, but, you know, there's some things that you've noticed that they need to come up in, and you know, you get frustrated and aggravated. But God did not say change how you are and then come into his presence. Hannah didn't do that. And we need to be like Hannah. We need to come to God no matter what and be honest and real. We need to learn how to be honest and real before God so that he can deal with us right where we are and turn our bitterness, turn our hatred, turn our anger, turn whatever is maybe, you know, bothering us or causing us to have a sore eye and give it to God so he can turn it into worship. Her bitterness, all that turned right into worship because it stopped being about her and it began to be about God. And that's when you know you're in worship, when it's all about God. And when she said, God, if you give me a son, and she was specific. She didn't just say, give me a child. She didn't just say, give me a baby. She said, if you give me a son, God, I vow that I will bring and dedicate my baby back to you. I will dedicate him back. No razor will touch it. That he will be your child. And what child am I talking about? I'm talking about Samuel. Samuel who became a high priest. The same Samuel that anointed David to be king. When you begin to be honest and real before God, when you realize, when you tell God, look, if you don't step in, God, and you might be so exhausted, all you can do is get out of your mouth, God, help me. That might be all you can get out. Guess what? It's from your heart. You didn't try and dress it up. You didn't try and fix it up. You didn't try and masquerade it up. You were just being real. Guess what? God can deal with your realness. God can deal with you right where you are. And when he does that, guess what? Your focus begins to change. Everything around you, your environment, the whole atmosphere concerning Hannah began to change. So much so that the high priest Eli thought she was drunk. And she said, I'm not drunk. I'm just, look, this is between me and God. And whatever I got to do to make sure that he hears me and answers my prayer. And if that means starting right here in front of the sanctuary, in front of the court, then so be it. I'm going to do what it takes to make sure I get God's attention. And that's what we as mothers need to do. Sometimes it might get, you know, stressful. Sometimes it might get, you know, crazy. But Miss Sandra just wanted to do a special motivational nugget to encourage you not to laugh anymore, but to be real with God so that he can turn your situation around. And even if it's not, maybe it's, even if he doesn't do anything, even if that situation doesn't change, guess what? You'll change. Amen. Learn to continue to worship your way through it. Learn to press your way through it. That's why I play motivational songs about keep pressing and I get joy and go get it, because you have to, it starts with the mind. Things may not change right away as with your natural eye, but you have to have a mindset that is already changed. Amen. And so I just want to dedicate this next song by Bishop Marvin Winans, I Feel Like Going On, because you have to get it in your mindset not to give up. You have to get it in your mindset that I am the interruption to my bloodline. And that's what I told the enemy. I said, I ain't going nowhere. I don't care what. I'm the interruption to my bloodline. My children will serve the Lord. As for me and my house, is a house of prayer. We will serve the Lord. I anoint my children, pray over my children. And that's what you do. You keep on doing. Even when they sleep, even when they try to do it, but you go in their room, you go when they knocked out sleep, you go right ahead and anoint your hands and begin to pray on that door, pray in the room. When they're not home, pray over their child, yes, speak the word of life up in that house. If you've got to put it in every room, put something positive up in every room. You tell those children, tell your young people, even if they're not your kids, but maybe you work with kids, you speak life. I don't care what they're doing, what it looks like, you speak life. You don't have to tell nobody nothing. Go in there an extra hour early or extra half hour early, anoint them beds, anoint them chairs, anoint the door knobs, go up just run your fingers across the lockers and begin to pray on quietly, because you're not there to, you know, beat people across the head with the Bible and be all loud and saying, repent. That, no. Just quietly go up and down the hallways. Side your feet with the preparation of peace and watch God move. And so, moms, I celebrate you. You will not give up. You will not turn around. I thank you for your dedication. I thank you for your many years of prayers. I thank you for hanging in there. I thank you for surviving. If you were a domestic abuse survivor, thank you that you survived. I thank you that you got out of that situation. I thank you that you didn't give up. I thank you that you got help. I thank you that you dedicated your life. Now, let me tell you something. The enemy's going to try and bring stuff up against you, but I tell you what, you let him know that it's covered in the blood. Your past is the past. And if you're in Christ, behold, you are a new creature. Old things have passed away and everything else has become new. Thank you that you didn't give up. If you were out on the street, I thank you that you didn't give up, that you allowed someone to find you and minister to you, and now you have Christ. Let me tell you something. I never do an episode without offering Christ. And some of you may be listening and struggling with going back to church because somebody might have hurt you. Somebody might have said something to you because you had a dress on that was too short or your pants too tight. So let me tell you something. Your salvation is not based on what people say. I'm going to say that one more time. Your salvation is not based on what people say. Your salvation is through Jesus Christ. And the Bible says that if you confess with your mouth and if you believe it in your heart, then if you believe that Jesus, that God raised Jesus from the dead in three days, and now he's sitting at the right hand of the Father, if you believe that by faith, because this is a faith walk, you're not going to see him, you're not going to be able to go out there and touch him and all that stuff. He's not a Buddha. He's not, you know, Elijah Muhammad and all that stuff. You're not going to find him in a grave. This is a faith walk. You have to believe. You either going to believe all the way or nothing at all. And if you believe that and you know he's been talking to you, then today is the day. You confess with your mouth, say, Lord, I need you in my life right now. I cannot do this by myself. I thought I had a great life, but I'm going to have an even better life with you. I need you as my Savior, and I need you as my Lord. And if you confess that, if you tell him, come into my heart right now, and you do that right now, guess what? You're saved in this moment. You're saved in this moment. It does not take you having to get to a church on a Sunday or a mama wake up. No, tomorrow's not promised. I want you to get saved right now. And not just get saved, but Miss Sandra loves you so much. She wants you to get discipled because it's so easy for you to go out here and then say, you ain't saved. You just finished cussing. How you saved? Or you went to the club last night. How you saved? Or you just finished having sex. How you saved? Well, you still in an adulterous relationship. How do you say? And it's not based on, again, it's based on faith. That's why faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. You got to continue to get that word in your ear so that word can get in your spirit, which means you need to get discipled. So Ms. Sandra needs you to pray. Pray and ask the Holy Spirit, and then you don't have to do no fast. Just say something, Lord, where do you want me connected? I need to be under a leader. I need to be connected to other followers and believers that can help me with this walk, that can help me to study your word. Where do I need to go? I need a fellowship. And me being home by myself and agreeing with myself ain't working no more. I need some people around me that can help keep me motivated and keep me directed on the word. And so that's what you need to do. You need to get in a faith-based church that is about the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. And it teaches the word that will help you divide the word, rightly divide the word of truth. And so pray about that. Again, I go to New Birth in Lithonia, Georgia. And so, you know, my bishop is Bishop Eddie Long. And look, you're always welcome. And you don't have to dress. Look, just come as you are. Okay, we're going to love on you. Just know that we are a very hugging and lovable church where we love, live, and lead like Christ. So, you know, if you're not used to being, you know, hugged on and smiled at and laughed on and just, let you know, just encouraged, you know, just come on because we sure will make you feel good and feel special while you're there. And if the New Birth is not just, with, you know, God is not leading you to New Birth, look, you pray and ask the Holy Spirit to lead you where you're supposed to go. But I pray I see you at New Birth. Hey, to the man, you know, I'm going to promote. I am very proud to be a great New Birth site. So, again, I pray I said some things that just encouraged and empowered you, women of God, my mothers. A shout out to my own mom, Mary Hardy, who holds it down for the youth up there at the First Cathedral. Shout out to the First Lady up there, Reverend Mother Reese Bailey, who is just an epitome of a Proverbs 31 woman, as well as my mom, Proverbs 31 woman, First Lady of the Law, Proverbs 31. Well, I thank God for him always connecting me to Proverbs 31 women. And so, again, we just get into this track with Marvin Wine as I dedicate this to the mothers around the world. You will continue to move forward. You will continue to stand, and you will continue to see God, watch God bring it through for you. You will see the salvation of the Lord. I feel like going on. We'll be right back. to the last few minutes of the show. And again, that was Bishop Marvin Wines, I feel like, going on. And mothers all around the world, I celebrate you. It is our time. It is our time to be celebrated. It is your time to be honored and adored. Thank God for you. You are the life giver of life. And don't ever take that for, lightly. You made a difference in somebody's life. Thank you for your words of encouragement. Thank you for the times that you got up when you were tired, but yet you made sure the child had what they needed when they were sick. Thank you for taking those who are married. Thank you for taking good care of your husband and your children and making sure everything was still in order, even when you sometimes were not in order as far as feeling in your body and in your mind may have been tired and exhausted. May God strengthen and encourage and restore you today in this moment. May he blow your mind. May something unexpected show up for you this week. May God just continue to order your steps and you see the goodness of the Lord. We're going to end this show with my friend from the West Coast, Roderick E. Rice. I love this song, Proverbs 31, woman, that's who you are. Thank God for you. Continue to be a shining light around the world. Until I talk to you again on next week, God's peace and favor and love, and may his laughter fill your soul like never before. Rest upon you heavily, you and your family. In Jesus' name, Miss Sandra loves you. Let's
I don't want a woman just because she looks good. Already played that game before, and I'm so over it. Whining and dining, cruising on the town, secret rendezvous. Trying to do all the things I thought a man should do. Never had a clue about true relationships. And ride the good times out, then I was through with it. But now I've had a change of heart, I want a brand new start. I'm ready for my favor, ready for my good thing. I'm looking for a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Ooh. I'm looking for a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect just for me.
Perfect just for me.
Exactly what I need.
Ooh.
A Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Proverbs 31 woman, woman, woman.
There's nothing like a woman who truly knows her worth, knows just how to treat a man and make him honor her. Virtuous, intelligent woman of her word. She's so confident. She keeps herself together. Oh, she be looking right. She's not the type of lady that would play around. And she don't need your money because she's got her own. You can take her to your family, and she would make you proud. She's not that difficult to find if you just look around. I'm talking about a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Yeah, I'm talking about a
Proverbs 31 woman.
Ooh, oh.
Just for me.
Perfect just for me.
Exactly what I need.
Ooh.
A Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, 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 woman.
That's what I'm talking about.
A Proverbs 31 woman.
Hey.
Woman,
talking about you. Here's what I want you to do. If you know I'm talking about you, here's what I want you to do. Say, I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, 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 woman. I'm a Proverbs 31 woman. Woman, woman. Oh. I know I'm talking to some Proverbs 31 women right now. And you listen to me, and you've been praying, you've been believing, you've been standing strong. Oh, 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 oh.